Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We'll start with two statements by the Secretary General and the Prime Minister, and then we'll be happy to take a couple of questions. Secretary General.
It is a great pleasure for me to welcome Prime Minister Cerar of Slovenia here to NATO headquarters. And I also very much appreciate that you are able to come here just a few weeks after you took office. And I take that as a very strong sign of your strong commitment to the alliance. I'm very grateful for that. So thank you so much for coming, and thank you so much for our excellent meeting. Slovenia makes valuable contributions to NATO. You have played an important role in Afghanistan, but even more important that you have really contributed to our KFOR operation in Kosovo. So I appreciate the way you are contributing to our collective security, and NATO is there to protect and defend Slovenia, and we are also committed to your security by ensuring the security of your airspace, and that's NATO solidarity in action in your skies every day. So that just illustrates the importance of a strong alliance for the security of all allied countries, including Slovenia. We had excellent talks. We addressed different issues. We expressed concern about the developments in Ukraine, the violation of the ceasefire. We addressed the developments in the Western Balkans, and I commended the Prime Minister for the role and the efforts that Slovenia is making in the region, and Slovenia is playing an important role in trying to build the transatlantic and the bonds between the Western Balkans and the rest of Europe, and also the transatlantic cooperation. So we also addressed the importance of investing in defense, that collective security is nothing we are able to get for free. And I underline very much that I appreciate this opportunity to have an open so early meeting with the Prime Minister in his tenure as Prime Minister, and that I look forward to work closer with you in the future. So welcome to NATO headquarters.
Well, I wish to thank Secretary General Stoltenberg for his hospitality during my visit at the NATO headquarters today. I would like to emphasize that this visit is taking place in the year when we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the membership of Slovenia in NATO. The previous Secretary General, Mr. Rasmussen, visited Ljubljana this January to mark this important occasion. I'm happy to be able to return the visit here in Brussels. I reassured the Secretary General that Slovenia fully subscribes to the implementation of decisions adopted at the Wales Summit, and these decisions are ambitious but also necessary to keep NATO strong, robust, and ready. In our exchange of views, I also pointed out that while NATO must adapt to the new realities, it should not lose sight of its other existing commitments. In Slovenia, we believe that this is especially important when it comes to the Western Balkans. This is a strategically important region, and it remains an unfinished business for the alliance. As such, it is very much on our minds because of Slovenia's physical proximity. It is for this reason that the biggest Slovenian military presence abroad continues to be our contingent in the NATO-led KFOR operation. The region's full stability will only be achieved once all countries are firmly integrated into Euro-Atlantic structures. NATO should therefore continue to actively support the aspirations of the countries there and stated most recently in the Wales Summit Declaration. To remain credible, the open-door policy should continue to be a merit-based process. Slovenia will therefore continue to actively work with other allies to make sure that Montenegro receives an invitation by the end of the next year. To conclude, I wish to thank the Secretary General for hosting me here at NATO headquarters today, and I'm convinced that our meeting represents the beginning of a long and productive relationship. Thank you, Mr.
We've got time for a couple of questions. We'll start with Slovenian television.
Matjaž Troš, Television Slovenia. One question for you, Mr. Secretary General. You mentioned investments into defense in Slovenia. Slovenia is one of the countries which has only 2% investment in the defense budget. And the whole structure of the budget is by far not something NATO would be very happy with. Also, the GDP contribution to defense is just above 1%. What was the message you gave to the Slovenian side today, and do you expect this to change? And Mr. Cerar, what was your message to the Secretary General on that matter? Thank you.
So my message was, first of all, that I was very grateful for the contributions that Slovenia is providing to the alliance, both by participating in important NATO operations, especially KFOR in Kosovo, and I thank the Prime Minister for Slovenia's contributions. In addition, of course, I underlined what I underlined for all NATO governments and heads of states and heads of governments, and that is that we have to change a trend which has been declining for many years in almost all NATO allies. And that is partly because at the end of the Cold War, many countries find that it was possible to reduce defense spending because reduced tensions at the end of the Cold War. And partly, of course, because of the economic crisis, which have created problems for many allies. But in Wales, we agreed to change this, to stop the reductions in defense spending, and to both spend to invest more in defense, but also to invest better. And I very much urged Slovenia to take even more part in cooperation with other nations, and that can make our defense spending more efficient, to be part of the framework nation with other countries in the region, and also to try to spend more of its total defense spending on investments in EU equipment, modern equipment, instead of just or paying salaries, and this is the same message I have for almost all NATO allies, because we have to turn the decline. During the last or since 2005, we have seen a 20% decrease in NATO total defense spending, and at the same time we have seen a 50% increase in Russia's defense spending. So it just illustrates that it's time to stop at least cutting the defense budget.
Well, I can only add that I'm in agreement with the Secretary General about the assessment of the negative trends within the allies, and I do believe that Slovenia will be able to change the same trend within the next few years. Of course, as you know, we are in a very difficult economic situation, and right now it is important that we stop this decline relating to the budgetary spending. And then in the future years, when the economic circumstances will allow that, and I'm sure that they will, we will then increase the budgetary spending for military and the change appropriately the structure of the spending, as has been explained.
We had Delo newspaper.
Tomáš Bratoš, Planet TV. You both declared high importance of Slovene soldiers in KFOR and also Afghanistan, but what about the issue of this new task force for rapid intervention? Is it already clear that Slovene soldiers would also participate in these kind of forces? I have this question for both of you. Thank you.
So we are in the. We made a decision in Wales to establish at the summit, NATO summit in Wales. We made a decision to establish a spearhead force, which is a force that can be deployed, which has very short notice, which has high readiness, and our military authorities they are now working full time on the implementation of that decision. And there will be an update at the foreign ministers' meeting of NATO in the beginning of December. And then I expect the Minister of Defense at our NATO ministerial meeting in February to make the decisions on the details, or when it comes to the size, the composition of the spearhead force. The spearhead force is a part of the readiness action plan. And the Readiness Action Plan is a more larger plan, which aims at, or it's a plan how we can make our forces more ready, more able, but also addresses questions like, for instance, assurance measures, which we have implemented, more air policing, more exercises, more military presence on the ground, especially in the eastern part of our alliance. And, of course, we expect this to be a 28 for 28 plan and strengthening over our military capabilities. So the idea is that all countries in one way or another shall participate, but not necessarily to all elements of the Readiness Action Plan. There are many different elements, but I expect all countries to participate at least in some of them.
I have really nothing to add to this. I can just say that Slovenia is ready to give its share here, but of course it's now upon the Minister of Defense and of course the advisors and other experts to decide how Slovenia can contribute in this way, as it has been exhaustively explained by General Secretary. So I leave this for the future months to be debate it in details.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.